Matt White's been good enough to join us, SEN Commonwealth Games host and motorsport expert, thanks to Australian Made. Support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo. These Commonwealth Games. Welcome to you, Matty.
Dwayne, what a great way to finish. Another gold medal, the last gold medal of the Games. It was kind of fitting, I think, that the way that the Kookaburras wrapped it up for Australia. And boy, didn't they do it well. 7-0, it was a smash-up from the word go.
Yeah, it was. So how is the wash-up going to be seen? It's going to be fantastic that it is about to be spread around country Victoria. And yeah. I took a lot of pleasure in seeing a family friend, Taylor Henderson, as part of the closing ceremony as well. Vanessa Amorosi, Ozzy Osbourne was out there, Baker Boy. So it was a nice closing ceremony as well. I can't wait for it to hit country Victoria. I think the anticipation is huge in Victoria at the moment after what we've just seen for the last 2 weeks.
I think you're right. And look, you know, there's a lot of focus on, okay, these are now going to be a regional Commonwealth Games. And in my opinion, that's a good thing. I think that's perfectly well read by the Commonwealth Games Federation. They did shop this around. They went all and sundry basically trying to sell the next edition, the 2026 Commonwealth Games, and they settled on regional Victoria, which has so many benefits to it. And it is a new stage of the Games, and I think it's going to be really exciting. I reckon, mate, that they'll go back to a major city in Hamilton the 4 years later, because that will be 100 years since Hamilton in Canada staged the 1930 Games. So I think it's not just going to be regional from here on in, but I think it's pretty exciting. And coming off the back of a big Games as well. I mean, Birmingham showed that it's, you know, a big city Games, and that's what they delivered. And now we get to look forward to something completely different. So, in my opinion, I think it'll be a success. I mean, the Commonwealth Games are quite often poo-pooed on the way in, and then they're rah-rahed on the way out, especially because of the way that Australia comes out with so many great stories. And look, we'll go through this again in 4 years' time. There'll be the doubters going in, and there'll be a lot of celebrations coming out. I think that's just par for the course these days with the Com Games. But there's no escaping the fact that Australia topped the medal tally again. It wasn't, you know, all our own way. We had to fight the English at the very end there to win by just 2 medals overall, but we beat them by 10 gold medals with 67 in total. And that's what the team went over with the job to do. Patria Thomas made it clear, let's come back with more medals than anyone else and more gold medals than anyone else. So tick, tick, tick for the Aussies.
Do you think there's been a bit of a resurgence almost in how we view the Commonwealth Games as a really valuable part of our sporting landscape? Whereas a couple of years ago, a few years ago, it was getting poo-pooed a little, as you mentioned.
Yeah, possibly. And maybe that's got something to do with what's been going on over the last couple of years. And, you know, Tokyo 2020 ended up essentially being Tokyo 2021. So we've had this roll-on effect of coming out of Gold Coast Com Games, going into Olympic Games, and then pretty much backing up the next year with a Commonwealth Games. It doesn't normally happen like that, is it? You know, we normally have these big gaps in between. So even with COVID, there's been this strange momentum over the last few years that we are not going to see. But I don't know what it is about the Commonwealth Games. And I had it on my program this morning, mate. You know, people coming in saying, look, this is all a joke. And really, until we start doing this at Olympic level, then we're getting a little bit wound up, aren't we? Well, no, we're not. I mean, a lot of these, I mean, we set 2 world records, one at the velodrome and one in the pool. They're world records. They're not Commonwealth records. They're world records. We've got 430 Australians over there. Some of them are experiencing international competition for the very first time. And depending on which sport and which event you're in, you may not be competing against others in the world, but you may well be competing against the world's best from the Commonwealth. So I think it's almost a bit of, you know, Aussie sport at the moment just to try and poo-poo it, and then we all get on board with it. And it will have a massive effect. You saw what it was like in 2006 in Melbourne. It'll have a massive effect on Australian sport. And it's very, very rare that in 4 years' time, there'll be athletes who will be able to represent Australia in their own country with their families there. Now, regardless of who you're taking on, that's one heck of a big deal, and it's not going to happen all the time in the cycle of your sporting career. So, look, I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of the Commonwealth Games. I do like to get caught up in it, but I like it for what it does for the athletes of Australia. It's great for us. We sit at home and we celebrate the golds, but for the athletes of Australia, no matter which sport you're in, I think it's really great for them.
How would Aussie fans have handled it if India had a player test positive on the morning of that cricket final and played against us. Will we have handled it okay?
Well, we should, because it's got nothing to do with Australia making the call. It's a Commonwealth Games call. So India should have been able to have a player play as well. I mean, it was... They were the rules going into these games. I mean, they basically relaxed everything to say, look, if you get COVID throughout these games, you can bat on, play on.
Yeah.
So it's not an Australian decision made. It's a Commonwealth Games decision in Birmingham that was made. I mean, Kelsey Lee Barber came into these games off the World Championships with COVID. She had to sit around and sort of wait it out until she got her turn to compete. Whereas in Tokyo, you walk in there with the slightest trace of COVID, you're on the plane back home. So rules were different across the board. You know, everyone would have jumped up and down, but the fact of the matter is that the rules were the same for everyone.
And before I let you go, Matt, you are our motor racing expert as well. The latest on Oscar Piastri?
Well, this is just getting juicier and juicier. You know, I had Alan Jones on my show this morning, Dwayne, and I know Alan very, very well, and I knew his take would be different. I said, mate, what do you make of all this mess? He said, I love it. I love it. There's drama and there's contracts and there's loyalty and they're fighting and it's everything that's really cool about Formula One. He said, there's more fun on the off the track in Formula One than there is on it. But look, Alpine, the boss, Otmar Szafnauer is his name. He's the boss of Alpine, and he's taken some fairly heavy swipes at Oscar Piastri, claiming, you know, he should have shown more loyalty, saying that we've invested millions in him to get him to this point, saying also that despite the contract recognition board, that shows you what kind of state Formula One's at when they need a contract recognition board. Despite that, apparently validating Piastri's move to McLaren, Alpine is saying, no, we've got a contract and we're going to have him here in 2023. So, I mean, they're pretty strong words coming out of Alpine. And I just wonder what it's going to do to this youngster's, the start of his career. He's having his loyalty and his credibility questioned before he even jumps into a race car. Where that's going to be, we don't know. I still think it's going to be McLaren. Alpine may dig their heels in. And I think that more than likely, Daniel Ricciardo will end up back at the Alpine. But it's been a little bit messy. But hey, Formula One's never easy. It's never straightforward.
Great to have you, Matt. Congratulations on your work the last couple of weeks. And I really appreciate you appearing on this show on a regular basis for the last couple of weeks. We'll talk soon.
Love chatting to you, Dwayne. Thanks, mate.
Matt White, SEN Commonwealth Games host and our motorsport